12 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. What is it? Wednesday? All day. Yeah, Wednesday. I was confused there for a second. I went away for a little while, but I'm back. We're joined in the studio by Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you this morning, young lady?
I'm doing great.
You look great, too. And I was commenting before you opened the mic. I saw all these pictures your husband posted of you. Whose wedding was that?
My friend, Kristen.
Okay, you were the belle of the ball. That dress you were wearing was just fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
You were dressed to the nines, babe. You look great.
You know, that's why we look for excuses to be able to get dressed up. Whenever we can have an event where we get to dress up, it's like the best thing ever for a woman.
Is that your basic little black dress there? Or?
No, I bought that for the wedding. We had to buy a certain kind.
Oh, okay. Well, you look great. I mean, and the gentlemen who were with you, they all look great, too. Your husband looked fabulous.
Yeah.
So
we had fun.
You looked like it, and that's the important thing. So we got stuff going on here in the Coffeyville area that only the Chamber of Commerce can fill us in on.
That's right. Yeah. All kinds of stuff. Well, I'll start off with a few chamber announcements first. So the chamber is cleaning out our attic.
Yes.
So to speak. So this Friday, come join us for deals. We've got $3 t-shirts. We've got pint glasses, parking stands, old cabinets. I mean, just a random foray of stuff. So, and plus all the money is going into our fundraising budget, which right now we're working on funds for our upstairs meeting room. We have all kinds of businesses use it year round, but the tables back in the day were made pretty heavy.
Yeah, they're pretty stalwart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which makes them last, which is great. But we're looking for the kind that fold up, have little wheels on it so we can move the room around whenever we want. Because, you know, our staff, we're not getting any younger, so.
Well, who is these days?
Exactly.
So when is this sale?
Friday.
Okay, you have hours for it?
Pretty much all day that we're open from 9 to 5.
Just drop on in? Mm-hmm. Bring a shopping cart?
I'll be there a little bit, but we also have the Bartlett project up by Cherryville, a big ribbon cutting. The governor's coming down mm-hmm. for that and a whole bunch of other stuff going on. So I'll be popping in and out, but the staff will be there all day.
Okay. So. The hired help will be there.
Yes. Yeah. All the wonderful people that are, they make the office run.
Right. That's true everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. Get those barbecue smokers out. We are going to have a barbecue cook-off during our Brew Fest this year. And so I'm trying to get all the teams signed up and registered right now for that. You can go onto our website or just call me or email me and I'll send you the form. But trying to get a whole bunch of teams signed up that way you got a little good variety to taste and... And we'll see who the big winner is because we got some great crash prizes.
And it's an art for so many people. Me, I just throw a hunk of meat on the grill and as soon as it looks done, I eat it.
I am learning so much. Like, I didn't even realize when we started this that the night before they will come down and they will literally all night be smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll get that set up for you. But so, yeah, you learn something new.
Yep.
So Representative Jim Kelly and Representative Rich Prell are retiring, as you know. And if you have a special connection or you want to give them a special thank you card or farewell, contact me. I can't say much, but I can give you the inside scoop. We're going to try to have a little retirement for him. So,
that's nice.
Give me a little call and I can tell you about it.
A little gratitude for all the years they put in serving the people.
Yeah. And they served in multiple leadership positions. They were on task force and committees and they've been amazing. Father's Day is coming up, as you know.
Yeah.
I share it every weekend with my birthday. So my husband gets a present and I get a present the same weekend.
Want to hear a dad joke?
Okay.
I got a bunch of dad jokes here.
All right.
What did the, let's see. I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2?
What is it?
He said nothing. Yeah, he said. Okay.
Yeah, he
did. Okay. Let's see here. What does a sprinter eat before a race?
I don't know.
Nothing. They fast.
Ah.
Back to you.
Oh, my gosh. More dad jokes all week long. Yes.
Yep. I got a bunch of them.
Well, if you're looking for a gift, we do have some Shop Coffeyville gift cards. They're good at, I think, about 17 different locations around town. So those are always fun. And these cards are also great. I've been letting businesses know that they're great for, like, prizes at your business, customer appreciation, employee appreciation. And also this year, because of our Brewfest, we're doing a special business rate where a business can buy a whole bunch of them to give away to their employees.
Sure,
nice employee little gift. And then they get a little discount for it. So lots of fun stuff that you can get. Okay, summertime's here, and that means there are free summer meals at the community elementary. I'm just making sure all families know they're free to children and teens 18 and under.
Right.
So they got breakfast, which is 7:30 to 9, and then lunch 11:30 to 1. And I think you can get it to go. I don't know how it all works, but I know that they have some stuff there and then some things are grab and go. So summer meals, go feed your kiddos, man.
There you go.
So good news for Midland Theater, and you probably already announced it this week, but they got a grant of $204,000 from the Willard and Pat Walker Foundation. And so they, of course, they've already started doing some work in there, but they're going to definitely be doing a lot of work over the next year, finally, and see some progress in there. So,
what are they going to do in there when everything's all said and done?
The theater won't quite be ready. So what they'll at first, when they open up, it'll just be for small functions, mm-hmm. little events, just have a gorgeous backdrop for an event, you know.
Because I used to do a lot of little theater, dinner theater, that sort of thing. I would love to do that again if there was ever such an organization here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, well, that's their goal. At first, it's just some small things, and then eventually they're going to have, they'll play movies some nights, and then they'll actually have theaters.
Great.
So they'll have both. And then the final phase is an event center that's on the other side. Mm-hmm. And that'll be, which we heavily need, an event where you can fit 200 or 300 people.
Right.
So that'll be awesome. Hey, I want to give a personal shout out from the chamber, from the community, but from myself as well, to the Red Cross, as well as Anne Marie from Liebert Brothers, and all the wonderful volunteers who plan our swim lessons every year. So my kiddo's doing that right now, mm-hmm. and jumping in that cool water.
Yeah, get him in the pool and cool him off and just get him out of the house.
Yes, yes. But they only were able to do it because, like I said, a bunch of volunteers that pull this together and get it to work. And so shout out to all of them doing that. That's awesome. Coffeyville Recreation has a new assistant director. That's Asia Bell. She's going to oversee all the youth and adult sports, and so they're very excited. Stop in and say hi to her. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, speaking of Father's Day again, Bargain Center of Coffeyville is having a Father's Day giveaway. So if you stop in, you don't even have to purchase anything. Just stop in, fill out the little card, and then you get entered to win some good prizes.
Neato.
So, yes. Okay, well, I think that's all the major announcements, but we do have some events coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So June 24th, which is just in about a week, is that next Friday?
Yeah, a week from Friday.
Yes, is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo one-day sale.
Okay.
We talked about it last week, but make sure that you mark your calendars. I think it starts at midnight, 12:01, is when the tickets will go on sale, and you can do them online all that day. And then you can also stop at the chamber. They're going to have someone from the fair there selling tickets as well. Great time to get all your discounted tickets. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. Of course, fair is actually going to be in August. It's the second week of August.
Imagine how hot it'll be then.
Every year it's hot. But, you know, people come out in droves. They love it. So you got the carnival, vendors, you got the food. And then, of course, every night is different activities. And this year, two nights of the Demo Derby. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our town loves Demo. So
to see them cars smashing into each other. Oh,
gets our aggression out, I guess.
Gets our blood pumping.
In a good way.
Yeah.
June 25th and 6th, Coffeyville Community College presents Aladdin Jr. So, talking about plays, that'll be fun to do. And then July 1st is the Coffeyville Municipal Band is bringing in the infantry. And so, that'll be a wonderful concert. Now, this will be your first year experiencing this, I think, right? You've only been here just a
two
few
months.
Okay. Yeah. So, July 9th is what we call Summer Celebration.
Right.
I do
have somebody coming in on the show here. Let's see. I believe that is next week.
Probably Mike Bradley.
Yeah. On the 21st, I have somebody coming in.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, he'll give you all the scoop, but we do it a little different. We do it after the 4th of July.
Right.
So we're a little, we shake it up a little bit, but they're able to get good discounted deals on all the fireworks. We actually have probably the biggest firework in.
I've heard tell.
Yes. I mean, it's just huge and goes on forever. You think, oh, finale. Oh,
nope. wasn't the finale. That was just the midpoint.
So it's huge. And then, of course, all day there's vendors, food, concerts. You know, it's just, it's a big thing. But the cool thing that they're doing this year, well, every year they do a raffle for what they call the VIP booth.
Right.
So that way you get to be front and center for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And this year, they're doing a raffle, and the money they raise is going to the downtown tree, which you'll get to see.
Right.
So we've got that gorgeous Christmas tree in December. And every year we try to raise funds to make it bigger and mm-hmm. bigger. And our goal is to make it the biggest in, you know, the four-state region. So we're working on a little at a time. But you can get those tickets at the Reawakening Office, Liebert's, or the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation.
Excellent.
And then one other thing about that day on the 9th, the Coffeyville Community College does what they call a quack clash. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen those before.
No.
Okay, so it's a fundraiser for them, but they do it during summer celebration. They get out, the fire department helps them, and they basically build a little ramp area where they release the ducks on the water.
Oh, these are these little plastic ducks?
Yes.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And you have
yeah.
to, you know, you bid, and yeah, if your duck gets to the end, you win the big prize.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of fun for the kids.
Oh, yeah, I've seen varying versions of that in other communities,
yeah.
but it's always a lot
of
fun.
Huge, big one, yeah.
Go, baby, go.
I know. It's my duck. It's my duck. So that'll be going on. So, yeah, so much fun things that we have in the summertime in Coffeyville. So I'm excited about all of that.
Okay, tell us about that sale again. I mean, just intrigued by all the old stuff you got. You know, because yeah. you've been in business for like 115 years. And so there's got to be some really neat old stuff that.
I don't know if we have any antique treasures, but we have a
you
lot
never
of old
know.
Stuff. Yeah, we do have some movie posters that are really old that we're going to get rid of. You'd have to go through and open each one to see what they are, but you know, some
right.
of the offbeat ones.
That's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. Said. Yeah, I got some chairs and just a whole
wouldn't
bunch
mind
of
some
stuff.
Movie posters to decorate the studio here.
Ooh,
that'd be kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun,
yeah.
and it shouldn't be. Well, it may be warm, but
oh, it's
okay.
going to be.
You can come inside.
It's going to be warm from now on forever.
Oh. But that does remind me, I have some sad news I have to tell everybody. I was going to say, if you get hot, just come inside, get an icy. Our machine's broke, and the company is backlogged, I guess, because
right.
they can't get to us. So I apologize. We keep having wonderful people come in to get one, and it's down.
And you have to send them away.
I know. Yeah. They're so excited. They got their money in hand, and I'm like, oh, it's broke. I'm sorry.
Any clue on when it could be repaired?
We
or
can't even get them to call us. They just say there's a ticket.
That. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I know there's an open ticket, but I
quit
need you to
bothering
get
us.
Here.
We have a ticket.
Yeah. However, the Aquatics Park has a little icy machine out there.
Oh, cool.
So
you can just send them over there.
Send them over there for right now. You can go in there and get one, and then we'll be back up, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. So.
There's always that hope. All right. Candy Westbrook, Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, spreading the good word about things happening here in Coffeyville.
Yeah.
How do folks get in touch with you?
All right, so stop by our office. We're just a few blocks away here downtown. You can call me, 251-2550. And, of course, find us on Facebook anytime.
Excellent. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here this morning. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Here in the Mighty 690 KGGF.